This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and Dr. John Mark Dempsey now joins me in studio. He is the head of the Department of Mass Media, Communication, and Theater here at Texas A&M University Commerce, and also the voice of the Commerce Tigers, who you've heard over the last several years here on KETR. And Dr. Dempsey, welcome to the studio.
Thanks.
Thursday morning, the University Interscholastic League announced their realignments and redistricting for the state of Texas and are in effect for the next two school years. And let's talk about those Commerce Tigers who have moved from 3A to 2A. And first, my question, how long have Commerce been in 3A?
3A, probably going back to the 80s, but you have to take into account, and I don't remember when this happened, that we went from a system where you had the highest classification was 4A at one time, to a system where 5A was the highest classification. So what is 3A now was 2A back in the 60s and 70s. So, but I would say they're at the 3A classification as we know it maybe going back as far as the 60s, really.
And one of the first things you look at when you look at this new district for the Tigers, no Salina, and that could be good and bad news interpreted from different people, but overwhelmingly probably good news. They don't have to play Salina, the team that's dominated the district they were in the past 2 years.
Absolutely. And on one hand, if you're a football coach, if you're Scott Wells, you like to take that as a challenge and you say, we want to play the best and we want to get better so that we can compete against them year in, year out. But realistically, given the size of that school and then just the resources that they have and the tradition that they have, you hate to see them on your schedule every year. So, yeah, as we look at this new 2A Division I district that Commerce is in, they're definitely going to be a favorite in that district next year. Van Alstine is also moving down from Commerce's previous district, and they've been very tough on the Tigers, so Commerce is not going to have a cakewalk. But it'll be Commerce and Van Alstine, I think, probably the favorites in that district. It's District 6, 2A. Caddo Mills is also in that district, and they've had some good teams in recent years, but they were down the past couple of years. Same with Farmersville. Farmersville has a much stronger tradition probably than Caddo Mills, but they've been down the past couple of years, but I expect that they'll be pretty good. I don't know much about Howe, Pottsboro, and Sunnyvale. In fact, I had to look Sunnyvale up on the map, and when I did, I remembered, oh, yeah, I've been by there. That's a little suburb, if you will, of Mesquite.
Yes.
So we'll have that'll be nice, making some trips over to the Mesquite area for those games. I think from a competitive standpoint, this is good for Commerce. I think they'll be in a much more competitive position than they've been for several years. They're getting better anyway. I think they're going to be competitive at the 3A level anyway, but even more so now. But when you see Van Alstine coming into the same district, you know you're going to have some tough competition there.
So Van Alstine Commerce, that would be certainly exciting if that came down to those two teams deciding the football district title. Of course, Farmersville, Cattle Mills, you mentioned two teams the Commerce is familiar with, in fact, beat last year in non-district play. But things change from year to year. Commerce does lose some good seniors. They also bring back a good young core. And what do you make of this year's Commerce football team?
I think they'll be good, and I think that you're right. They're losing some great guys, but they have some great kids coming back. Have Sam Wells coming back as a junior quarterback next year, the son of head coach Scott Wells. I think he is a real talent, and he's going to just get better. And Buck Wilson coming back, and big Cortez Crosby on the defensive line, who was, the defensive player of the year in the district anyway. He'll be coming back as a senior. So they have a lot of talent coming back. And then plus, I think, just Scott Wells having now had his system in place now for, I guess it will be going into the fourth year, is that right, next year? Just that alone will make a big difference.
All right, Dr. Dempsey, let's talk about some other schools from our listening region that stand out to you in terms of where they were placed. Maybe they moved up, maybe they moved down in class, or maybe their district changed. What stood out?
It's not so much dropping. I know Greenville is thrilled because they don't have to go to Texarkana anymore. That's a 3-hour drive or something. And not only most people think about football, and so maybe you go there once a year for varsity football, but they're sending their girls volleyball team and maybe their junior high school teams and what have you to Texarkana almost every time you turn around. So they're going to be very happy not to be having to make that trip. They're in with Lucas Lovejoy moving up from 3A. in their 4A district, and I expect that Lucas Lovejoy is going to be a very strong competitor theirs. But I know Greenville's happy about not having to make that trip to Texarkana. Sulphur Springs does have to make the trip to Texarkana. It's not quite as far for them, but they will be having to make that long drive. Those were the most interesting things that I saw in the way of changes in our immediate area. One thing we haven't talked about that I think is significant and a very big interest to the Commerce fans, in 2A, you have separate districts for football and basketball. So Commerce is in a completely different district for basketball, and I'm not sure about baseball and the other sports. But in basketball, Commerce will be in District 14 2A, and they'll be in with Alba Golden, Como Picton, Edgewood, Grand Saline, Lone Oak, Quitman, and Winsboro. So a totally different makeup for the basketball district. And just looking at that, I think Commerce would be very competitive in that district as far as basketball is concerned. But almost a completely different district for basketball than what you have for football.
Okay, so some different teams to look forward to in the basketball season. Getting back to football, some of the teams that were left behind from the district that Commerce leaves, Bonham comes to mind. Of course, a long history between those two schools, a good rivalry game. Where do they end up?
They really pretty much stay in the district that Commerce has been now for, I guess, 4 years. They're still in there with Anna. Melissa moves up from 2A. They've been very strong, and they sit right there beside Anna, so that's a big rivalry. Community, which is actually in Nevada, they're out toward Caddo Mills. They will be in that district, and Princeton will be in that district. As I think about it, I guess that district really is quite a bit different. They lose Salina. And they lose Van Alstine moving down. But you've got Anna, Bonham, Melissa, Community, and Princeton together in what would have been Commerce's previous district, more or less. So that's for Bonham, about the same. The interesting thing there, I think, and you mentioned the Commerce-Bonham rivalry, which does go back a long way. Of course, they won't play each other in a district game. It'll be interesting to see if they schedule a pre-district game, a non-district game against Bonham. And I would, I think there'd be a strong likelihood of that. But, will their schedules match up so that they each have open dates available at a time that would allow for that would be the question. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Commerce continue to play Bonham in a pre-district game. Okay.
And before we go, Dr. Dempsey, I wanted to mention to our listeners, or at least have you explain, you had mentioned toward the end of this past season how there may be a chance that Commerce drops from 3A to 2A, but you also were quick to remind us that it doesn't make it any easier. It doesn't necessarily mean that the games are going to be easier, maybe more competitive, but again, I think it's important for our listeners to know, just because you drop down in class doesn't make it always easier.
It's really not, and I don't know how much difference that will make. Tigers here a couple of years ago, when the team was really down, lost to some 2A schools, lost to Gunner, lost to Dangerfield, which is in the region, and they'll have to face Dangerfield perhaps at some point during the playoffs if they go far enough. So it's not going to be clear sailing, and especially because you get Van Alstine moving down with Commerce into that district, and we know exactly what Van Alstine is all about. And so that will still be a big, big place on the schedule for Commerce to focus on. And I think, I think Caddo Mills and Farmersville will be quite competitive.
Dr. John Mark Dempsey is the head of the Department of Mass Media, Communications, and Theater here at Texas A&M University Commerce, and also voice of the Commerce Tigers. And Dr. Dempsey, we look forward to having you back on our airwaves come this fall.
Looking forward to it.